नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
हे, गुड मॉर्निंग पीपल, आई एम बादशाह एंड इट्स टाइम फॉर योर डेली न्यूज अपडेट। टाइम हैज चोजन इट्स 2017 पर्सन ऑफ द ईयर। It is the silence breakers, the women and men who have come forward to shed light on sexual harassment and abuse in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein fallout. This is the fastest moving social change we have seen in decades, and it began with individual acts of courage by hundreds of women, and some men too, who came forward to tell their own stories. Time editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal told NBC's Today program. On the 25th anniversary of Babri Masjid demolition, Al-Qaeda's Kashmir faction Ansar Ghazwatul Hind released an audio clip calling all Muslims in India to join jihad. The voice in the audio clip said that the Babri Masjid demolition was an unforgettable crime of Hindu extremists. A 5.5 magnitude earthquake jolted the National Capital Region at 8:49 p.m. on Wednesday. The epicenter was reported at Rudraprayag district in Uttarakhand. The depth of the quake was 30 kilometers. India couldn't have asked for a harder opponent in the quarterfinal match of the Hockey World League finals. But the way Indian forwards kept on creating chances right from the very start of the match, it was a spectacle. India entered the semis of the tournament after knocking out Belgium 3-2 in the shootout. After the Jawaharlal Nehru University administration cancelled BJP MP Subramaniam Swamy's talk on Ram Mandir, the leader claimed that the left wing is threatened by his counter on the issue. I'm not surprised. JNU is fearful that my ideas will influence the youth. The left is threatened by my arguments. My arguments on Ram Mandir are so powerful that they won't be able to stand it, the BJP MP said. Hunger forced a father to sell his 8-month-old daughter for Rs. 200 to another couple in Tripura's remote Pelimora village. The incident sent ripples across the state administration, who immediately sent a team of officials to the village to look into the matter. The newborn was returned to the family. For India, this was a deeply unsatisfying way to end a sequence of 16 tests on home soil. Spread across two seasons, they won as many as 11, but were stymied in Delhi, as they had been in Rajkot against England and Ranchi against Australia, by a combination of defiant opposition, a comatose pitch and their own lapses. The fallout between Tehsin and Shehzad Poonawalla reminds us of how close relatives have often worked for different political parties, going against each other's interests. However, not all brothers go through ugly feuds. Snapdragon 835 powered PCs are finally a reality. At the opening day of Qualcomm's second annual Snapdragon Summit, Microsoft's Terry Myerson has officially announced the always connected PC, and it wants to be your next Windows 10 phone. Also, watch out for, today is the last day of campaign for the first phase of Gujarat elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP's top leaders are holding several rallies across the state. Will the Ram Mandir be the discourse on the last day of the campaign? Read more to find out. Agree or disagree? Raj Shekhar Wundru's book Ambedkar, Gandhi and Patel, The Making of India's Electoral System, argues that the experience of the current electoral mechanism of reserving constituencies for the scheduled castes has failed to address, represent and protect the interests of those for whom the constituency has been reserved. There is a need for some reforms in the electoral mechanism. India is getting ready to host the 15th RIC Russia-India-China Foreign Ministerial Meeting next week. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov will also be holding bilateral talks with External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj on the sidelines. While India is projecting the meeting as one that reflects its strategic autonomy, the perception that the RIC engagement also became necessary after talks of containing China through the Quad between India, Japan, US and Australia is also apparent. So that's all for today, folks. Stay tuned on news18.com for all the latest happenings from around the world. Until the time we meet again, it's Bacha signing off.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.
Yep, let's see it.